Hello, everybody. This is Rick, and here's our first question for the day. Would you recommend sexual addict groups to a client if they're available? Would it matter if it's a Christian group or not? And I cannot say how strongly I would recommend this. Research shows there's only 100% chance of relapse for an addict within 10 years if they're not working program, doing what's necessary to continually grow and fill this thing, I think, with God. And if there isn't a CR group or a Christian group available, I have had many clients where the SAA has been incredible for them. In fact, for some people, SAA seems to have been better, or sex addicts, sexaholics, or any of those have been better than CR, and in some CR have been the best groups. But certainly, I would strongly recommend, in fact, I would, you know, if it were my client, I would say, please do that. Don't avoid doing group work. It's the best way to ultimately get healing. Now for the second question for today on gambling. Both therapists we talked to said that when an alcoholic gets off alcohol, if they don't get help, they'll usually go back onto alcohol, sex, gambling, drugs to fill the void left by the alcohol. A piece of property my husband is probably going to buy in Oregon is 3 to 5 miles from an Indian casino. The other day, he stopped to get some tickets to a muscle show. When he came home, he told me that he had gambled for an hour and a half. I don't feel one spouse should go places like that alone because they are sitting ducks for predators in my mind. Two or three other women in the past he found in lounges. What is the chance of the gambling turning into a problem in the future if this pattern is followed, or even women again? I don't want to make a mountain out of a molehill, but I am concerned. He has done it again. He hasn't done it again, but to my knowledge, I would not want to go somewhere that I myself, and don't want him either to go. Any words of wisdom? Yes, the words of wisdom on this is it's about being careful. I mean, you don't put yourself in you don't make seemingly unimportant decisions that put you in high-risk situations, or otherwise you will get into serious trouble. So I would say that is not a good idea to do that alone, and that he needs to really identify what are potential high-risk situations given past behaviors, and then avoid those. If you've taken 911 marriage, I would go back and together watch the video on relapse prevention, because this is clearly spelled out in that particular video. And without taking those sort of precautions, again, relapse is highly probable. Nobody would do it on purpose. Nobody plans on doing it. Nobody thinks they'll do it. But if you keep putting yourself, which I call it walking around a construction site without a hard hat, eventually some type of debris is going to fall up, down and hit you on the head. So tell him, please rewatch the stuff on relapse prevention from 911 marriage and stay out of those high-risk situations. So that concludes our calls for today. I hope everybody has a good week, and we'll answer questions again next week. Thank you.